Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Please sit up in heavenly places tonight. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lamide, for that wonderful time. Prayer, thank you, choir, for the worship. So we have a quick assignment today, then we can get into the worship session. By the grace of God, Minister Alfam is already here to bless us tonight. Amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Yeah, so I want you to pay attention tonight. I'm just going to pick a quick teaching around the subject of healing. Then when we are done taking that, we'll just pray a little bit and get into the worship session and receive healings. Are we here together? Yes. Now, if you have someone who's sick, you came in sick, I want you to know that this is the night where God is set to heal you in the name of Jesus. I said this is that night where God is set to heal you in the name of Jesus. It's possible that you have family members, brothers and sisters that are not here present, but you probably have their pictures or something to just connect with. It is beautiful to do that. And one of the things that I trust God for tonight is the instant healing. The part where I know this is what I was feeling. I know this is what I had when I came. But now it is no longer there. You know, the man came and he said, I was once blind, but now I see. It's not something to doubt. It's not something to negotiate. It's not something to argue. So by the time we're done praying, hearing the word of God and praying, we'll get into that worship session. And everything, wholeness, healing, perfection, all manner will take place in the name of Jesus. Now listen, until you are fully convinced that God wants you healed, you will never be healed. Until you are fully convinced. Until you are what? Until you are what? Fully convinced. Paul said, I know him whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able. One of the things that will stop a lot of people, or that usually will stop a lot of people from getting healing, is because they are not fully convinced that God wants them healed. They have doubts in their hearts. They have questions in their hearts. They are still asking themselves, am I really sure it is, you know, maybe the will of God to heal me? Or maybe God wants to heal some people, but not me. Maybe, but not this, my brother or my sister or somebody that I am trusting God for. If you will ever receive healing from God, you have to be fully convinced. It has to be something that is deep-seated in your heart, that God does not want me to die before my time. God does not want me to spend all my money, you know, on sicknesses and diseases. Why would you work after you have worked all your life? And you have worked for the whole month, earn your salary, and maybe half or a quarter or even all of it, and even have to borrow again. That cannot be the plan of God. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow. Until you are convinced about these scriptures, until you are convinced about the word of God, you will not be able to get the results. So each time people get to that place where, because I have believed at one time, I swear, or I have prayed and I have fasted and I have not seen anything, maybe I just feel like God doesn't want me to get healed. That's not true. God wants you healed. Just imagine, the Bible says that God desires that all men be saved. All men. Somebody say all men. That means it is not the desire of God that one person should go to hell. Will people go to hell? Yes. Is it the desire of God? No. Will people remain sick? Yes. Is it the desire of God? No. That's how it is. James chapter 1 verse 8, see what the Bible says. James chapter 1 verse 8. Please follow me. I want to teach. The Bible says Jesus Christ, when he realized that he could not do a lot of mighty works in the city where he was from, he had to start teaching them. Because they didn't believe. Some of them already said to themselves, is this not Jesus that we usually will know? He walks around this area. We've seen him around. So, nothing. So, they couldn't get anything from him. I told you on Sunday, a prophet you don't believe, you can never get anything from. He said, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother... Go back. Verse 7. Let me see verse 7. What's in verse 7? For let that man suppose that he receive any... Go back to verse 6. Let me see. But let him ask in what? Everybody say it loud. Let him ask in what? With no doubting. For he who doubts is like what? A wave of the sea, driven and tossed by what? The wind. Every wind, every information. The person is tossed left and right. He said, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven, tossed by what? The wind. Go ahead now. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Let not that man suppose that he will receive what? Anything from... Wow, that's terrible. That means unbelief will not allow you to receive anything. So even if God has it to offer, some people will never receive it. Why? Because of unbelief. And many times we're in church as Christians, there is this subtle unbelief in our hearts as a result of the fact that I probably have gone through a particular thing for a while. But remember the woman of the issue of blood, to show that she had not given up hope, 12 years, she kept saying to herself, I will be healed. If not, when they told that Jesus was passing, she would say, forget that thing. When it comes, leave it, don't worry about it. After year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, 5 years, 12 years now, will I now trouble myself? Why would the scripture use the example of these people that had gone through long-standing issues so that it will show us that certain long-standing issues, when they are terminated, the name of Jesus will be glorified. So that somebody who has been locked up in a particular abyss of sickness and pain and oppression can know that Jesus has the ability to heal. Am I speaking to somebody here tonight? In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. God wants you healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Healing is the children's bread. God wants us. In fact, Jesus told a particular woman, he said, for the outcast, even an outcast can be healed. Do you know all most of the people that Jesus Christ healed in the Bible, he didn't have to ask them, are you born again or nobody? They were not even born again. Nobody was born again then. Jesus was just going around the street healing others. All. As many as believed him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. As many as believed him, to them he released power to be healed from their diseases. Are we here together? James chapter 1, where I just read to you, if you read from that verse 6 down to 8, you see the same thing. When you become fully convinced that God wants you healed, it is 80% done. That you believe that God wants people to be healed. I believe that God does not like seeing people sick. How do you feel that God is excited? He looks around the face of the earth and goes around and sees sick people and he's smiling and he's excited, especially his own children. God, I've never seen a parent in my lifetime seeing the child sick and is dancing and doing praise and worship. Even when you tell the person, give thanks for it, it's the will of God. They want to give thanks, but they are thinking again. Nobody ever. No parent, I've never seen one, excited, seeing the son or the daughter in excruciating pain. And he says, well done. It's okay. The day I decide that I will help you, I will help you. Jesus wants to help you now. Now. If thou can believe, he said, all things are possible. Am I making sense here? You know, there are many teachings in the body of Christ. As a result of that, sometimes we dampen the faith of people who are supposed to receive healing. Sometimes it has been said that, are you saying because this person has not been healed, that means they don't have faith or whatever it is. And because of that, the person would have agreed. They would just drop their mind and say, oh, it's true. Listen, if you are not yet healed, don't ever settle. You see, it's just like telling somebody that is poor, and you're telling the person that, are you trying to say the people that are poor? They are poor. They need help. They need teaching. They need light. Teach them. Bring them out of darkness. Somebody wakes up there and says, I gave 500,000 to the poor. I gave 200,000 to the poor. The money you give to the poor does not help the poor. The poor does not know how to hold money. The poor needs a mentality of the rich before they can hold money. No, charity does not equate to helping a person out of poverty. Charity is sustaining them so that they will have life until the day they get light. Let them be alive first. When light comes, they will break out of poverty. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Don't argue anything that the word of God says. Believe it the way it is. It has not become your reality. Does not mean it's not the reality of the word of God. You say, but no, don't argue it. Don't argue it. Just believe it. Believe it. See, how many people have I seen that cross from AS to AA? You have, if only one has ever crossed, anyone can cross. If only one has ever, you see, if it has happened to one, it can happen to any other. Don't let any devil try to becloud your mind and say, just put it there. No, I refuse. Somebody say, I refuse. I refuse. I will never permit it. I will never, I die believing than die giving up. I die believing. The Bible says they died in faith. Some people died in what? In faith. You want to settle down and say, let's just leave it like that. No. Satan will be so excited, celebrating and jubilating over you. It will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, when you become fully convinced that God wants you healed, 80% of the work you've done. See what the word of God says. Let me show you. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Exodus chapter 23, 25 to 26. I'll just do teachings this morning, and you will see, as soon as this light comes, you will see by yourself. You will just see it. Bam! It is gone. Well, we went to preach on, last week Friday, after the session for the healing and deliverance, a couple of people came out that they were healed and they testified. You know, a particular woman came, three young people, four or five, thereabout came out. After then, the pastor sent me a message again. He said on Sunday, there were three striking testimonies again. I just wanted to say thank you. Jesus heals, he saves and what? And delivers. You can't be in Christ and not believe the possibilities and the realities of this kingdom. Then why are you here? Why are you here? We're not joking here. Are you getting what I'm saying here? We are not what? We are not joking. We are not joking. We are not joking. We are not joking. See, we are not joking. Eh? He that cometh to him must what? Believe that he is. If you don't believe he is, how will you receive the things that he has to offer? Jesus told me some years back when I was in the camp, he said, sick people don't need sympathy. Don't sympathize with the sick. Pray for the sick. I said, Kai, I was crying by myself because there are many times I know how to sympathize with sick people a lot. I know how to recommend malaria drugs. I know how to encourage people. There was a day I recommended one for a girl the other day. When she came to church, she now testified against me. That even though pastor recommended for me to go, and I did not take it, and I admit, that day I said, Kai, omo ikoba mi teni. O koba mi o. Why? Because as a father, you don't want to see anybody in pain. Anything you can do to offer that temporary help and support, you offer. But there is permanent solution in Christ. And I came to prophesy today, somebody is receiving permanent solution in Christ. I say you are receiving permanent solution in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. He says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you. He will do what? He will do what? I want light. So I'll read scriptures. In a few minutes, I'll read scriptures. I'll be reading. I want to read scriptures. I want you to see it. I told you that the word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. Somebody can come to tell you and say, heal, and you are not healed. If you see it in the word of God, you cannot but be healed. When the light breaks forth, sickness disappears. The light. That's why I want to show you the light of the word of God. God is speaking here. He said, no one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren. Do you know how many people have carried their babies because of this scripture? They carry the 12 midnight, they'll be shouting. No one shall suffer miscarriage, will be barren. No one shall. Some people, they have already, the blood already poured, and they gave them a report, and they say, my baby is here. Madness. Months after, they went to confirm again. And they said, the baby is still there. We thought, doctors can think, but your faith can reassure you and deliver your miracle. I prophesy to somebody here, by your faith, you are receiving something in the name of Jesus. Your healing is established in the name of Jesus. That's what he says there. Very simple. He says, I will fulfill the number of your days. If God has said it is not time, it is not time. All the demons that have appointed people to death, they have fixed their death. But who is he that is speaking when God has not spoken? Who can conclude when God has not concluded? Anyone that the devils of death have concluded over, I declare by the word of the Lord, you shall not die in the name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 23, to confirm this, the first verse, Numbers 23:19, says God is not a man that he should do what? Lie. He said, I will take away sickness. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Tap your neighbor. Say, God cannot lie. You are not tapping. Disturb me. Say, God cannot lie. He cannot lie. He is not a man that he should lie. He does not have the capacity to do what? Lie. If he says something that looks like a lie, that day it becomes what? True. If God sees blue and he says blue is red, nobody will ever call it blue again from that day. For whatever he calls it, that is what it is. That's his nature. He's the one that names everything. Are you getting what I'm saying? God wakes up tomorrow morning and he shows up and he said, this is white. The next person that sees it and just tell the person, call it. You see everybody calling it white, white, white. Because there's no guile in him. You have to believe him like that. That's who he is. The Bible says the children of Israel, they testify. Look at their testimony. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Look at their testimony. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Somebody needs to believe this. He said, and now, 1 Kings chapter 8, is it 26 or 56? I said 56. 56. Yes. He said, blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he did what? Promise. There had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. There had not word failed. And he said, I am the Lord that healed thee. I will heal you. That word cannot fail. Over your life, it will not fail. I say over your life, it will not fail. If others refuse to hold it, I pray you will hold it in the name of Jesus. Say it wherever you are. I say, God heals. I believe it with all my life that God heals. I believe with all my life that God heals. Therefore, no sickness can stay in my body. No sickness can survive in my body.
I believe it. 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 With all my life, I believe it. Believe on the Lord your God is you established. If you are going to have your healing established, you must believe God. If you are going to have your health prosper, you must believe his prophet. Is anybody here with me tonight? Don't doubt God. If you must doubt anything, doubt your doubt. Your mind that cannot be trusted. You know how many times you have believed something and you failed? Do you know every time you said to yourself that I think and it did not work? Then it comes to doubt. You're not doubting God. God has never thought of a thing that did not work. He has never said a thing that did not come to pass. If I doubt anything, I doubt my doubts. Don't doubt the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Don't doubt the word of God. If I'm concerned, I'm concerned at the way I'm thinking. I'm not concerned at what God has said. Forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. Then on earth, we bring it and we settle it. Healing is settled for somebody in the name of Jesus. I say healing is settled for somebody in the name of Jesus. Yes. My doubt is unreliable. My own thinking is unreliable. But the word of God liveth and abides forever. is reliable. Someone say the word of God is reliable. It can be trusted any day, any time. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Let's do this. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. We're going to start from verse 10. Luke chapter 13 from verse 10. Everybody, we're going to read it in concert. Let faith be stirred in your heart. And the faith I'm talking about is the faith of now. Somebody say now. It's the kind of faith where you say, I see the growth, but it is no longer there. I was feeling this, my head was pounding, but now it's not pounding again. I used to miss my menstrual cycle. I have waited, sir. This is another 3 months, another 4 months. It's no longer happening like that again. The man that was blind said, I was blind, now I what? See, it is I was blind. I'm still blind, though. Shame me back on. He's gone. Are we here together, church? Luke chapter 13 from verse 10 to 16. Let's do this together. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. From verse 11, everybody, let's get one to go down. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. So there are certain things called spirit of what? May you not be comfortable with spirit of infirmity. May you not be comfortable with spirit of infirmity. This spirit of infirmity, they would have called it old age for this woman. A spirit bent somebody and they say it's maybe because she's growing old. It's a spirit, sir. A spirit is causing chronic heart attack. And somebody say, you see, I believe that maybe it's just the way it was passed from the parents to the... Our DNA has changed. Don't let anybody deceive you. It's another demon that is trying to show up somewhere. And you must deal with that one. Are you getting what I'm saying? I told you in this one, I will teach you everything as God helps me. So that you will see it line upon line, precept upon precept. He said the woman was bent. Why? He said a spirit. So that there are certain sicknesses that spirits are behind. How many of you have seen that people use drug, they use drug, it can never go. And every month they have a cycle of using the drug, it could continue like that. These things are spirits of what? Infirmity. Anything that, if a drug can deal with it, it's okay. But a drug cannot deal with it. That means medical science has failed. They will say, buy again, you buy. They say, buy again, you buy. They say, this one is Destra and Tatrusa, you buy. This one is Ancroscascopiza, you buy. This one is Destacoscopira, you buy. After all the buying, the demon is staying there. He say, Ogoromi. By the blood of Jesus, I declare today, every demon will disappear in the name of Jesus. Every devil will disappear in the name of Jesus. Every devil will disappear in the name of Jesus.
Please help me with my microphone. Don't slow me, lower me down.
Glory to God. Look at what he says there. He said the woman had a spirit of what? Infirmity. How many years? 80. That means the spirit had built a house. The spirit has table. The spirit eats in her body. In the temple of the living God, a spirit is comfortable there. Morning, the spirit will wake with the woman. Night, he will sleep with the woman. And he had made a permanent residence in the life of the woman. Every devil that has made a permanent residence in the name of pain, in the name of chronic ulcer, in the name of one eye issue, I declare today, they expire in the name of Jesus.
She was bent. Many times, the doctors would have told her, is spinal, cerebrospinal, spinal cora. And she would just like say, okay, Mojibo. Tomorrow another person will say, it is the same thing that one told you, but something has been added to it. Inflammation of the fibrolumbania. This cannot help anybody. And each time they say, the demon will say, Mojibo, only me, you give all this name, only me, only me. Demons are demons, and you deal with demons. What do you do to demons? You cast out demons. You do what gods do. What do gods do? They cast out devils. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. So if this woman had a vision, she would not fulfill her vision. If this woman had a purpose, her purpose had been truncated. If the woman had any great plan, nothing can happen again in her life. Why? The spirit of infirmity had built a castle in her life and has decided to determine her destiny that she will be bent. I read one day, I was studying, I can't remember the Hebrew name, but I was studying the names of God somewhere, and I saw one of the names of God somewhere, something, Abir, whatever it is, and he said, it's the straightener of the bent. Hiya!
all my body just moved. The straightener of the bent. That God can straighten a bent person. Everything that is bent in your life, that is crooked in your health, I declare the straightener of the bent. Straighten it in the name of Jesus. Straighten your health in the name of Jesus. Straighten your eyes in the name of Jesus. Straighten your chest in the name of Jesus. Shout it louder. Amen. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your word. Infirmity. Jesus addressed infirmity, but there was a spirit behind infirmity. Did you get it? There was a spirit behind the infirmity. All the woman saw was infirmity. But when Jesus, scripture showed that the spirit was behind the infirmity. But when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, woman, you are loose from your word, infirmity. Go ahead now. The Bible says, and he laid his hand on her, and immediately he made straight. She was made what? Straight. And the next thing is what? Glorify God. In other words, healing glorifies God. And this is 20 days of glory. And God wants to be glorified in somebody's life. I came to announce that situation at the end of the day. As God touched you, glory will be given to him in the name of Jesus. Move fast. 14 to 16. That's where I'm going to. Let's see, because of time. Let's move. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath. This one, they come and be healed. Nobody, they've not been helping anybody. Oh. Jesus did one now. He's complaining. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with, no, move now. We have left here. 15. The Lord then answered to him. The Lord. Somebody say the Lord. Yeah, I like the way he puts it here. He said the Lord. He had to use his title. The title with which he commands demons. He said every name was whatever God has said, and given a name that is above every other word, name. And the title that Jesus received is what? Lord. That every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord. When he becomes Lord in your body, everything that has been lording it over you, their tenor will expire today in the name of Jesus. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? I love this last part. He says, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, he now said, I want you to know her root. She's supposed to be a covenant person. She's supposed to be somebody that has a destiny to fulfill. But Satan has seen her head, where she's going to. Let me tell you, some of the sickness that you're going through is a distraction, wanting to waste 2 years of your life, 5 years of your life, 10 years of your life. And by the time your life is almost expiring, Satan says, okay, go ahead now. I came to announce to somebody today that demon will be addressed from his root in the name of Jesus. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound. They thought it was infirmity, but it was Satan. They thought he needed injection, it was Satan. They thought he needed drugs, it was Satan. They thought he needed just a normal medication, but it was what? Satan. He said, whom Satan had bound. Think of it. For 18 years, Satan had bound her. Satan had bound her what? Even Jesus Christ said, think of it. He said, I think of it now. Just think of it. For 18 years, she had been bound. He said, for 18 years, should she not be loose from this bound on the Sabbath? Should she not be loose from this bound on the day of rest? On the day of rest, Jesus lose somebody and they were complaining. On the day of rest, daughter of Abraham. In other words, she has a covenant with God. Yet Satan found his way to afflict her with sickness. Zemenihande huratapania, avila katene kesuka, arwata na mina kapela. I declare today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every sick person, every growth, every infirmity will fade off in the name of Jesus. Let me take this final part, then we'll begin to pray. I believe light is coming to somebody. Tell anybody, Jesus wants you healed. He wants you healed. Say it. Until you are convinced that God wants you healed, healing will not be a reality. Tell anybody, I'm convinced. With all my life, Jesus said to a man, he said, if you believe. The man said, I believe. He said, if there is any unbelief, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. If there's anything remaining, help it. I mean, Jesus would have looked at me and said, Kai, this is it. Instead of saying, I believe small, Sha. He said, I believe. If it's believe, I believe. But if there's anything else, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. It's God's will. Mark chapter 8, verse 3 to 2. I see faith stirring up in the heart of somebody already. I see faith stirring up. I don't know whether the person is online or you're live in this service. I see an embarrassing acne. What do they call it now? Pimples, acne. Is that what they call it? Embarrassing. There are some acne that are demonically inspired. They will cover your glory till you are 40 and nobody will see you. Zimanai Katena, as I was preparing, I saw certain things. Kasusa, Vele Katiana, Anaka Palide, Eruata, Naka Papaya. Everything that has disguised itself as a natural thing, as a normal thing that happened to people in their normal puberty or whatever life, I declare today that expires in the name of Jesus. Expires in the name of Jesus. Expires in the name of Jesus. From your roots, dry up in the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 8 verse 32. Mark chapter 8 verse 2 and 3. Mark chapter 8 verse 2 and 3. The angels are pumping in numbers. They are waiting and standing to heal now. An angel went and he steered the water. It is an angel of healing. He steers the water. That means there are angels that can bring healing. Are we here together? They are moving around. They are sitting close to people. If your faith, show your passport in the realm of the spirit, I believe. Whatever the name of that thing, put it like this as a badge and say, see it, because it's going now. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. No. I didn't say verse 23. 2 and 3. Mark 8, 2 and 3. 2 and verse 3. We're going to read 2 and verse 3. 2, verse 2 and verse 3. Let me put it that way. Sorry about that. The same Mark 8, verse 2 and verse 3. I want to show you something there. Do you have any challenge? I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to what? Eat. Let me see. Let me see if this is where I want to read. Move verse 3. Let me see. Are you sure that is it? Verse 3. Let me see what you have there. No. Now, where I want to read, it has to do with a leprous man coming to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, if you are willing. The man said to Jesus, if you are what? Heal me. If you are willing. He's asking Jesus if you are willing. And Jesus has said, I have come in the volume of people to do the will of God. And healing is the will of God. Jesus did not answer the man, I am willing first. He healed him first. What is willing? Are you getting what I'm saying now? And a leper came and worshiped him and said, Lord, if you are willing, can you make me clean? If you are willing, can you make it? Say, and Jesus put his hand. You know that kind of anger. If I am willing, am I happy to see the way you are? Are you getting what I'm saying now? If you are willing, if I am willing, what did I come for? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about healing all those that are oppressed of the devil. If I am willing, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am what? Willing. He did not first say, I am willing, come. I am willing. You know, when you do something, when you are done, then you now tell the person that willing you are asking, this is it. Are we here together? The Bible says, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, leprosy was cleansed. So this has solved it. If Jesus is willing for a leprous man that he does not know, how much more you, the hell of salvation? Say, Father, we want to ask, Lord, if it's your will that this lady be healed, if it's your will, what? Don't you know how to read a person's will? A person's will is in their testament. And all the things I have read in the Bible, there's not a time where Jesus Christ said, I am willing to heal some and to live still. I'm willing to help some and to live some. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? And if there are some people that probably there's no will for, not for us. We are heirs of salvation. We are the seed of Abraham. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Jesus is ever willing, dead willing to heal you.
Don't let any devil try to convince you otherwise. Don't let any devil, anywhere. He's not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that he should be sick. He's not willing that he should be in affliction. And when the light of God comes into your spirit, healing will emerge speedily. Isaiah 58 verse 8. That's where I'll stop now. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Light. Light has to come. Somebody say light. Look at your neighbor. Tell the person Jesus is willing. Tell the person Jesus is willing. I can show you 5 scriptures to show the willingness of Jesus. The Bible says he healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all. Ah, he said, well, he healed them all. He didn't wait. He didn't count and say, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 of you, go back. Only 2 of you. All. Whether they were prostitutes, he healed them. Even if they were bad people, he healed them. After the healing, he will now say, go and sin no more. Some people here now, Satan is saying that it's because of your sin that you cannot be healed. Forget it. It is healing. After the healing, it can bring what? Salvation. You don't need salvation first to be healed. It can heal you, then give you salvation. Many people have not been saved, healed, because Satan always tells them that you see this particular thing, that particular devil is a lie. He wants to heal me. He hates sickness. The way God hates sickness in the body of believers, he cannot wait self. He will take it first, then show you healing. What is the proof that I can save you if I don't heal you? You didn't get that. Unbelievers can come to Jesus and they receive their healing instantly. And a believer is seated there and is still having it in their mind. Every stronghold that is stopping you from accessing healing, every stronghold in your mind that is stopping you from accessing the deliverance that God has for you, I declare it expires today in the name of Jesus. He said, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth how? Speedily. When your light breaks forth. When your light breaks forth. What is light? The word of God. The entrance of it was the word light. If this thing I have said, you believe it with all of your soul, light has broken. And when light comes, darkness cannot sit around light. Darkness cannot negotiate with light. You can't turn on the switch now and light appears and darkness is hanging around. Anytime light appears, darkness goes. I declare every darkness of sickness, darkness of oppression, darkness of fear in your mother's body, in your father's body, your brother, your sister, your own health, today I declare they expire in the name of Jesus. I said they expire in the name of Jesus. I said now they expire in the name of Jesus. Infections, viruses, cancers, tumors, growths, I declare they disappear in the name of Jesus.
When light enters, darkness cannot stay there. You will hold down your body and say, this is the temple of God. Satan, have you reminded Satan that it's the temple of God? Are you aware that God is not willing to share his temple with any rubbish? Are you aware that it's not a normal thing for the temple of God to be the temple of sickness? Hello, hello, are you hearing what I'm saying? But pastor, I'm aware, but leave your butt and follow the cross. Life is in the cross. Life is in the cross. Your butts are your doubts. Doubt your doubts and follow his word. Tell yourself, I cannot be healed. I doubt you. I doubt that I cannot be healed. I believe that I can be healed more than that I doubt that I cannot be healed. Because the word of God is a sure word of prophecy. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Yes. Get ready because something is about to happen now. It's about to happen now. When you get healed now, you need to have the word of God in your hand. Write these 3 scriptures. In the second service, I'll share others. Write these 3 and keep it. Because when you get healed, Satan can come back and start telling you, you have to show him something. The reason for people cannot maintain their healing, they don't know what to show Satan. After they have been healed, they get home. Satan begins to say, they don't know what to show him. So they just be saying, I thought I was healed. No, I know I thought. I'm not showing you healing from thought. Thoughting. Don't thought. I'm thoughting. Leave your thoughting and hold on to the word of God. When the devil comes back, you show him again. Say, see this thing. Can you see it? Can you see it? Satan, listen. Go and put on your lenses and check this one very well. Psalm 107 verse 20. See what it says there. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. Put it there. Put it there. Put it there. Write it down. These are the scriptures with which you drive the devil out of your space. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word, and his word did what? Healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Who sends his words? And when he sends his word, what does he do? And delivers them from what? So when you are healed now, Satan comes, what do you tell him? He sends his word. I have received my word. I am healed and delivered. I cannot go back to that sickness. I cannot go back to that pain. I cannot go back to that infirmity. In the name of Jesus, I do not belong there again. Why? He sends his word. And his word. Now you are presenting the light of the word. Light of the word. You are not presenting what you think you know in your head. You are presenting what? The light of the word. The light of the word. The next one you need to present
Romans chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 11. There are others. I'm just going to give you these two. These three, rather. Romans chapter 8, 2 and 11. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? Sin and death. What is the origin of sickness? Sin. And it leads to what? Death. And the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? Free. Is that not? Are you carrying the spirit of God inside of you? That spirit has made me what? That spirit has made you what? So when the devil comes to show him, I am what? Free. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? Free from the law of sin and what? Or the sin and anything sin produces, including death. Look at it. It's just like saying sin dash death. That dash, all the sicknesses in the world, the final bus stop is what? Death. So you are telling the devil, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin. Every other thing inside, dash death. From sin to death, anything, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? Free. Verse 11 now complements it. Verse 11. He said, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your word, mortal body, through his word, spirit, who lives where? In you. Tell that thing, the spirit of God lives here. You are not supposed to be here. I don't believe that you'll have any place here. Therefore, I command you, get out. Somebody say, get out. Many believers don't like to tell the devil to get out. They don't know how to cast. They will say, he's spreading me. I'm feeling it. We always confess our feelings more than casting the devil's out. Say, get out now. As soon as you get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. That's authority. He said, behold, I give unto you what? Power. To tread upon serpents and upon what? Scorpion. And all the works of what? The enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. It can't hurt you. You have to believe it with all your life. I believe it. Today, body parts will be replaced. Hearts will be replaced. Lungs will be replaced. Kidneys will be replaced. Colon diseases will disappear. As I was preparing, maybe I'll show it in the next service. As I was preparing, different things came to my head. And I will be praying. As we start praying, I will mention it. Then as the worship session will be going on massively, as the worship is going on massively, you'll be engaging. You'll be engaging and say no more. Time will not permit us to do so many things in this first session, but we will know how to continue. Those of you that have visited one place or the other, and they gave you snail, your parents used to take you to one place or the other, and they have taken you to places where they gave you cowries, and they put your cowries in your pouch. They tied it around your waist. Believe that it will attract wealth. It's a chain tying you to that altar, that you are permanently tied to that source. Today, Banina Kaida Rushkapa. If you are willing, you have to be willing because God is willing. If you agree that this rubbish cannot be here, I declare that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. Some people, they give them animal parts. They give them goat tail, snake skin, tortoise shell, feather of owl. You know this owl bird. Oh, they give them, and they say it's for protection. That you become invincible. That when they hit something, nothing will happen to you. You never know that they have covenanted you to another source, another place, strange altars, satanic altars. And some of those things are part of the things that tie down the destinies of certain people and have placed a boundary around their life that they cannot cross. Any satanic boundary, I declare today, deliverance in the name of Jesus. The back to sender soap that they gave you is a dead body that they used to grind this up. From the grave that they buy, dead body. They now made it with soap black and gave you. Oh, they're feeling where? They will now tell you that, don't deceive, don't let them, all this pastor, don't let them deceive you. You go to church small, you do this one small. You know, they have all the manner of proverbs in our dialects that they used to support all those things. Ele, shele, come on, ito ma doja, come on, ito ma debe. There's no debate. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. Nobody now tells you that they will now use, they say they give you back to send that soul. You don't know that they are sending everything into your soul. They are sending everything into your soul. It's everything, they're not putting it inside there. And they say it's back to send that. It's not going back anywhere. Why I'm saying this in church this day, before I don't say this, but I know that many believers for alternatives, because they fear the inability to engage God fully,
they are now looking for alternatives and options. Alternatives and options. And they begin to give them small, small things. And they say, hold this one. Take this one here. And you know some bad ones now. They are very bad. Those ones are very sensitive. They will give you a Bible. Listen, they will give you a Bible. They will now put a rope inside the Bible. Or they will now attach something inside the Bible. So it looks very spiritual. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? They can put a cross inside the Bible. Cross that is upside down. And some people don't know different cross. The cross of Jesus Christ, they don't know what it looks like from another cross. They gave you a cross that is upside down like this. And they put it inside the Bible. Sometimes they will give you a Bible to deceive you and disguise. They will now give you one oil and say, see this oil. Can you see this shell of the tail of scorpion that is inside? Just hold it. Because when you hold the Bible, you feel like it's okay. Then they give you the second one. They know that the Bible that is written in paper that is not in your heart cannot work. So they say, hold on, just keep on there. This is the real thing. Every devil and any altar, anywhere they have taken anyone to, from your background, where they tied your heart, tied anything, I declare, by this revelational light, you break out permanently in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. We're about to pray right now. We're going to pray. Labina mina koshai varadash. Rekrobosonte lebaya. I'm going to pray about this in two of the services. It was so serious that when it came to my spirit, I had to start checking the symptoms of it. Mental health issue, anxiety disorder. I've never known exactly what it is. So when it came to my spirit, I started checking. I want to know what are the symptoms. How does it manifest? Open the screen. Let me show. Check it for me if you have it there. Anxiety disorder. What are the symptoms? Some of us are suffering from what we call anxiety disorder. Then some of you are suffering from serious loss of memory. Dementia. Serious one. Satan. Satan has decided. If you have it, check it anyway. If you have it on your phone, you can check it. Anxiety disorder. It came to my spirit and I said I was going to pray about it because I see somebody set free permanently in the name of Jesus. I see somebody coming out in the name of Jesus. Lamina koshande ruaka ba 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 ba. You send your word and it heals our disease. You are the Lord, our healer. All of them. Go ahead now. Show me. Do you have it on the screen? Anywhere. Just show me. Anybody has it on your phone? Symptoms of anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorders. What are the symptoms? Yes. Anxiety disorder can manifest in a variety of physical and psychological symptoms, including excessive worry, restlessness, difficulty concentrating, sleep disturbance, physical sensation like a racing heart and trembling. These symptoms can significantly impact daily life, affecting social interaction, work performance, and overall well-being. Excessive worry. Persistent and uncontrollable worry about different aspects of life, often disproportionate to the actual situation. That means the worry is not even commensurate to the thing that they're talking about. Every time they're just worried. It's a demon. Today, I declare that devil, that demon, disappear in the name of Jesus. Disappear in the name of Jesus. Hear my voice. Come out of your hiding place in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, by the blood of Jesus, I claim my healing. I claim my healing in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray like your life. You are angry and say, no, you can't stay here again. If you have a brother, a sister, and you have the picture of you will hold it and say, devil, no more. No more. No more. Are you ready to pray? I'm sure this is not the prayer we're talking about here. Are you ready to pray? You're going to pray by the blood of Jesus. Someone say blood of Jesus. Yes. By the blood of Jesus. I claim. You know why you're claiming it? It has been paid for 2,000 years ago. Go and they say, go and claim your goods. Go and claim it. That means I paid for it. It's hanging somewhere. Go and do what? Claim it. We have paid. Claim it. Claim it. As we are praying that one, I will release deliverance prayers for people. And you're going to pray every oppression, strange attack, powers trying to hold my life. Where I did any, if you did anything by mistake or by chance, and they just invited you to this meeting, or you are still servicing that thing, you are still rubbing that thing, and they say it makes you extra beautiful so that they will see you. Ah, they have attached pain and peril to the future of that person. Today, by the blood of Jesus, your freedom is established in the name of Jesus. Freedom established in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, by the blood of Jesus, I claim my healing
and wholeness in the name of Jesus. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. No sickness, no disease, no infection, no virus, no lump, no growth. Mention whatever it is and say, get out now, 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 get out now. Those who are praying prayers of deliverance, go ahead and pray. Every oppression, every satanic and demonic altar that has said I will not manifest my glory, who are you? Who are you? I stop you. I stop you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Pray, child of God, pray. Is that how you are praying? Child of God, pray. Tell that sickness, chest pain, command it, leave my body now. Don't stop, oh. I'm not in a hurry to stop you. When you see that the lump has disappeared, you will raise your hand and come to this side. When you see that the eye you are seeing clearly, you raise your hand and come to this side. When you see that the growth has decided to shrink, you raise your hand and come to this side. As soon as the pain disappears, you come to this side, my minister's area. As soon as that pain in your womb, rapidly, every devil that is tying your womb, every devil that is tying opportunities, Zuane Ketele, Ezuana Kadina, Shabaide Baide, Zuere Ketele Boko Shokoto. Things are happening now. Things are happening now. Flames of fire. Flames of fire. Flames of fire. Every mark on your body, every incision, every mark, whatever was done, whatever you took in, whatever you drank, whatever you swallowed, Shabele Kede, whatever they gave you. Shabababababa. Somebody shout fire. Continue praying. Continue praying. Continue praying. Continue praying. The intensity. The heat. The intensity. The heat. Shobeleke dele bokojo. Shubene kapene.
The healing power of Jesus is all over this room now. The healing power of Jesus is all over this room now. The healing power of Jesus is all over this room now. Receive your healing now. All eye issues, wherever it is, can you place your hand there right now in the next 2 minutes? 2 minutes. We'll continue the second session, but the next 2 minutes, place your hand if there's any area of infirmity, sickness, pain, infection. Place your hand. If it's your ear, place your hand right inside your ear right now. It will pop open. If it's your eyes, place your hand on your eyes. If you have a tooth issue, place your hand around your jaws. Kidney, lungs, ulcers, cancers, colon diseases, all kinds of lumps. The angels are dispatched right now. People are already healed. I declare right now, you spirit of infirmity, get out in the name of Jesus. Hear my voice now, you spirit of infirmity. I command you by the flames of fire, I drive you out of that body now in the name of Jesus. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Shakutete.
urinary issues, bladder issues, shortness of breath, pains all over your body, infections. I command right now, disappear in the name of Jesus. Migraines, spinal issues, respiratory diseases, hepatitis B, HIV, all manner of infections. Strangers that hear my voice and they will come out of their hiding places. Now I command you, come out in the name of Jesus. That ear, pop open now in the name of Jesus. That eye, open now in the name of Jesus. That bone, receives strength now in the name of Jesus. As we shout Jesus three times, everything will drop permanently. Listen, as soon as you check yourself, I don't know if I can take two or three testimonies in this service, but if you want to be the first to share, as soon as I shout, you would come out, rush out. If you want to share a testimony, you check yourself, I've been healed. One of the ways to secure your testimony is to share. As soon as you have noticed it, you share. I know that there are some testimonies that require major tests. I understand that. But you sense that something will jump out of you right now. Every evil that has been planted in your body. The Bible says that the woman had an infirmity, but it was a spirit that was behind it. Every spirit behind that infirmity, every spirit behind that pain, every spirit behind that ear issue, every spirit behind that heart trouble. As we shout the name of Jesus three times, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above all names, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, at the mention of the name of Jesus, angels everywhere, angels everywhere, angels everywhere. Somebody shout Jesus. Yes, 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 pow, shepe neke de nebo sha, shapa pa 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 pa. Sweke te 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 te. Yes, it has started, it has started, it has started. Shook and check it, you are healed. 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 Somebody shout, Jesus! Ruete negete nebo sha. Eshekete neme negete nebo rush. Ruata na ba 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 ba. Samanaga ba nego bo sha. You check yourself and you have been healed. Come to this side right now. I sense the power of God. Ears are opening. Deaf ears will open. Partial deafness, toothache, lung diseases, cancers, growths, ulcers, any growth that is hiding anywhere. Now, as the name of Jesus goes, I command you right now to get out. Somebody scream, Jesus! Yes, 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 yes. That's it, that's it. Power, 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 power. Shemeneke telebaruaya. Can you see the Holy Ghost touching lives here now? Touching lives here right now. I see somebody from your tummy right now. Fire is burning in your tummy right now. Fire is burning in your tummy right now. Fire is burning in your tummy right now. Fire! Araba ne mene ko shai de ruata ne mene ka, rakapapa aine ne ko sukuto, iruata nekeza. Check yourself now, very fast, very fast. We're about to transition, but I have to take some testimonies now, instantly. Ezumri katalaba shandelish, rakata. Listen to me. The power that is in the name of Jesus. If Jesus can heal you now, why will he wait till tomorrow? Now, 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 I declare you are healed now in the name of Jesus. You will place your hand. If there's anybody you are standing in for, you will place your hand there and you will pray for them. If it's on your phone, you are going to hold it and pray for them. Then you will pray in the Holy Ghost. Swatanaka papai. If you are not praying the Holy Ghost yet, you'll be shouting, be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 If you are online and you are being healed right now, you need to send us the testimony right there. Indicate now. The link will be sent. But just before you get the link, you want to share your testimony live there right now. Do it now. The power of the Holy Ghost is working wonders. Jesus, the great physician, is a great physician. He's a great physician. All diagnosis done. Healings confirmed. Healings confirmed. Manika pateka. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout it loud, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout it loud, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Immediately right
Pastor,
now.
Pastor, God is glorious.
Hallelujah.
So while the ministration was going on,
yes,
she said she has been having a seizure in her heart for many days.
And seizure in your heart.
Yes, and while you were ministering, immediately she just felt that it dropped off, and right now,
and you can sense that it is no longer there right now.
No longer there.
Can you breathe in the way you should? Let us say something.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah.
For quite some time now, I've been having a seizure on my heart that I could not breathe. Anytime I have this seizure, maybe it lasts for 5 minutes or so. But as I was praying, I confessed that my heart will only live for joy as from today.
Yes.
There are no more seizure, and I felt it the last time.
Pandere Bashaya. And it is gone for life now in the name of Jesus. Wow, wow. The next one. Let's do this fast. Let's do this first.
So she has become just...
Okay, what is... I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Pastor said we should touch anywhere that we have been having pains for, and for 3 days I've been having serious pain on my neck.
Wow.
Like so serious that anytime I'm praying, I'm always shaking it that I am healed. I am healed. And
wow,
when God, Pastor said, touch wherever that pain is, and I touched it with faith, and to God be the glory.
Thank
I
you,
can
Jesus.
No longer feel the pain again.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It is gone for life in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Document others. Let's
Pastor, sir, this is an instant testimony.
Wow.
She said she mistakenly put super glue on her eyes.
Wow.
It was closed for some days, and she kept feeling the pain today. She
okay,
kept
let,
feeling
let
the pain.
When I was coming to church, I was cleaning my crocs and I was trying to glue something. I don't know. The super glue and then my friend was like, maybe something doesn't want me to come to church, but I was like, no, I'm coming to 20 days of
wow,
glory. I've been coming. But today, I don't know. But now, my eyes open.
Your eyes are open.
Yes.
And it is gone now. Perfect in the name of Jesus. Somebody who is the doer of these things.
Jesus.
Shout it, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Perfectly whole in the name of Jesus. Wow. Any other one? Any other one? Want to take one? Or are we good? Okay, let's take one. Let's take one. Then second service is going to be a bomb. Minister Afam, you have longer time in the second service to worship and be a blessing to us. Listen to me. In the second service, I see the hand of God dragging out lumps and growths. I see legs that are wumbling and shaking. I see eyes open, ears, partial deafness. I saw something like that in this service. Ears, I see that the hand of God touched a particular ear, and you can hear clearly. You can hear better right now. In the name of Jesus.
Eye problem.
Yes.
I cannot look at light for a long time.
Wow.
My eye will itch me and I will have to scratch it.
Yes.
Even in public. But now after praying, I can't feel it.
Have you gazed into the light?
Yes.
You
yes,
gazed into
I
the
guess,
light?
Yes.
And you
I
cannot feel any
it.
Pain.
I can't feel it.
Gaze into that light. That one. That one is brighter. Gaze there. Can you feel any other thing? It's gone for life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise. Can you give Jesus a shout of praise? Give him a shout of praise. In the second service, there'll be a massive deliverance session. The second session, rather. Massive deliverance. Now, some of us, God, I'm going to be praying for all those at one time or the other. You visited any strange place and they marked your bodies. They gave you some things. I was praying for somebody whose body was marked like that, and fire, like fire, literal fire from something that has been marked years. Literal fire began to burn through the body. And that was how God neutralized every effect. Any effect of any negativity, whatever it is, I declare by the flames of heaven's fire, they disappear for life in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. While this session is going on, as we transition, some of you, you will have to check.
You might need to rush into the toilet, check that growth, check that lump. You might need to call somebody at home and say, I pray for you here, and I'm sure you are here. Check yourself. I want you to do it instantly. Faith is now. Somebody say, faith is now. Oh, you're not saying it. Say, faith is now. As soon as you notice it, don't even wait. While the service is on, as soon as you have noticed the testimony, whether I am preaching or you know we're in the midst of service, you rush down to the admin, document it. So that apart from the instant testimonies we take, we might be the first other testimonies we are going to take. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. For time's sake, we're going to wrap up this session and transition immediately into the second session. It's going to be a massive night of worship, healing, and deliverance. It has just started. It has just started. It has just started. I say it has just started. I see a very notable miracle breaking forth in somebody's family here in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Put your hands together. Celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.